Coming to a keyboard near you, new emoji. The emoji powers that be, and yes, that exists, are now deciding which new ones will be released next year. Among the 38 nominations are a selfie, a face palm, a dancing man to go along with the dancing woman we already have, and foods including bacon, a pickle, and an avocado. It's all come a long way from that basic little emoticon we used to make, and it got us wondering, are there do's and don'ts for using emoji, and what is with the pickle? Michigan Radio social media producer Kimberly Springer is back with us. I'm full disclosure here, Kimberly, I love emoji, so you are very likely to get the little face with the heart eyes or the blowing a kiss emoji in one of my text messages and occasionally an email. Am I alone?
No, I'm doing the waving happily emoji at you right now.
I
love them too. I mean, I like emoticons. So emoticons are the punctuation where you have to tilt your head to the right to see what it is.
Yes.
So that's one, you know, that's one thing if you want to be a little sort of edgy and nerdy. But emoji, I think they're fun. They're expressive and they help us figure out what a text is actually trying to say because sometimes words just don't capture it.
And see, that's what I think is I look at emails or I look at text, you aren't hearing the timbre of the voice.
Right.
You aren't hearing that person's kind of context in the way they're delivering it. So I feel like throwing in that little smiley face with the hard eyes is saying, I'm happy. I'm not yelling at you.
Right. They're modern day hieroglyphics, in my opinion, because they allow us to express a range of emotion with all of this digital technology that we have.
And where did they come from and when?
So emoji is a Japanese word for pictograph, and it entered English in around 2007. So, but they probably got really popular when the iPhone added them in 2011.
There we go. Because I used to do the emoticons a lot, and I still will if I can tell that it's somebody who doesn't have – if I'm getting the green message and I know it's somebody who doesn't have – an Apple or like an iPhone, I'm guessing it doesn't come across. So then I do an emoticon.
But the Android to Apple translation of emoji is getting a lot better.
So they're starting to play nice emoji.
Yeah.
So we got all of these little fun things. And I think I dare say many of us will look at that, at the array of ones that are available and go, I don't know what that is. Why?
Right.
When do I use it? And I've seen that. And here we might get more to play with. But when is it too much of a good thing?
With emoji, I'm not sure we can ever have too much of a good thing. And here's where my bias comes in.
Sure.
Because all different kinds of people are using them for all different kinds of purposes. So, for example, there's a communications tool called Slack that a lot of newsrooms are using, and it's sort of an intra-office communication. But some of them, to cut down on the amount of email they get and just the volume of things, they're starting to use emoji within the Slack just to say, for example, thumbs up, I received this article.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll do that with texts or just a smiley face. Good. Got it.
Right.
So, and so I'm not losing credibility by doing that?
I don't think so. It's just expedient.
Okay. I think we probably should have all figured out, it goes without saying, that very serious and very professional emails ought to be an emoji-free zone.
Right.
You're saying that. I hear hedging.
I'm hedging because it probably depends on the culture of your workplace. But, you know, I would advise if there are students who are applying for internships or jobs, yeah, steer clear of the emoji.
What's your go-to emoji?
My go-to? Well, I actually love an emoticon that is this shrugging emoticon.
Oh, I love that. I don't know how to make it, but I love it.
I just copy and paste it.
Oh, okay. And I have to ask anyone who might have an idea, why would we want a bacon or an avocado emoji?
People love bacon, A. People are crazy about bacon for some reason, with bacon-themed restaurants and things. So I think that's why people want bacon. The avocado, I don't know. I love guacamole.
I do, too. Why do I want to put that in a text message?
Let's go get guacamole.
I don't know. Well, I guess we will find out because as we find out, there is actually the Unicode Consortium in California are responsible for developing this. They've been taking nominations, and then the powers that be will decide, and we'll get some new ones to play with next year.
Language evolves.
There we go. Kimberly Springer, Michigan Radio social media producer. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.